Valley Publishing Group magazine presents China Rising, chronicled through the strategic thinking of author and national defense expert C. Ptolemy Pruden. Book review by James St. James. Under the ironclad authoritarian rule of the Chinese Communist Party, led since 2013 by President Xi Jinping, the People's Republic of China, with its population of more than 1.4 billion, is rapidly expanding its influence economically, politically, and militarily, the latter of which is of concern to the national defense and security of the United States of America. In a recent poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, a prominent nonpartisan think tank based in Washington, D.C., the survey shows that Americans overwhelmingly view China as the greatest threat to the United States. The potential of America one day going to war with China over the island of Taiwan and its 23.4 million people is growing daily because China considers Taiwan as a breakaway province that will eventually be under Beijing's banner. In a riveting new book, China Rising, The Case for Containment, author C. Ptolemy Pruden tactfully lays out the geostrategic threats China presents to the United States and what America and its allies must do to contain the People's Republic of China and their multi-pronged elements of danger to the West. Pruden methodically tackles China's rapidly expanding military and the annexation of the South China Sea. The book, published by Ark Press, addresses how China received more than $5 trillion of trade surpluses and over $1 trillion in direct foreign investments while blocking reciprocal actions from other nations. And with profits amassed through the trillions of dollars, China has developed massive weaponry and military capabilities. As complex as it sounds, Pruden's purpose for penning the book is simple. My purpose for writing the book is to get everyday Americans to understand that we have a role to play to make sure that our nation is not going to war with China, Pruden said. And the only way to do that is to provide enough deterrence so China doesn't want to go to war with America. Pruden said he started writing the 407-page book 6 years ago to describe the world that his children and other young people around the globe will face if the continuation of China's autocratic, totalitarian leadership expands uncontained in total disregard of international norms. The book is a clarion call to thought leaders in America and allied countries to elevate in the fields of military science, policymaking, international law, history, and advanced technology, especially artificial intelligence, or AI. Pruden urges allied nations to interweave forces to leverage what he calls intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, or ISR. For each allied country to provide critical decision-makers with more awareness of multi-domain warfare, which includes everything occurring in the sky, outer space, on the ground, on and under the sea, and in the cyber world. I want this book to be a tool that policymakers can reference for planning unique strategies which can be passed along to our allies and used in standing against China's militaristic and economic expansion, Pruden said. And it's critical that everyday Americans understand there's more they can do as individuals. In many ways, Pruden is the everyday American who decades ago became fascinated with studying, researching, and learning as much as possible about the historical markers that have influenced 21st century defense policies, weapon systems development, deployment capabilities, and addressing adverse global geopolitical situations. Growing up in Durham, North Carolina, I was spellbound studying World War II, said Pruden. As a teenager, I spent long hours at Duke University's library immersed in reading journals, textbooks, research papers, and news stories about military technology, other countries' defenses, and cutting-edge technology that was still decades away. Pruden became a prolific reader and skilled researcher with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge of foreign affairs, policies, and military strategies that were employed across broad fronts during war and peace. Many who know Pruden, who now resides in Michigan, describe his knowledge as comparable to someone with years in the military and/or a seasoned member of the Central Intelligence Agency, known as the CIA, or National Security Agency, known as the NSA. In addition to authoring China Rising, The Case for Containment, Pruden hosts Common Sense Defense, a podcast that discusses defense policies made relatable for everyday people to understand the importance of national security issues. Pruden also renders leadership to the Build Our Navy campaign, a national movement championing, funding, building, and maintaining a bigger and stronger Navy. By 2027, at the current rates of naval combatants being cut, the U.S. Navy will be looking at a projected battle force of 285 combatants against China's 440-plus ships and Russia's 220-plus, Pruden explained. And with both strategic competitors doing joint naval exercises, sharing intelligence, and forging closer militarily, now is not the time for America to decommission much of our Navy. It's time to build our Navy. Many of the nation's popular news producers have expressed interest in interviewing Pruden on their respective programs. ABC News, NBC News, Fox and Friends, CBS News, Good Morning America, and others, regarding his book, podcast, The Build Our Navy Campaign, and other related endeavors. He is also a much sought-after instructor and lecturer in his field of expertise. Pruden would like to see America and its allies work together to collectively diversify the supply chain and make sure that this country buys more products not made by Chinese-owned companies to significantly slow its annualized GDP growth. He explained that every American who buys something from China must understand that a portion of that money goes to making China stronger, and China is advancing its weaponry from the money Americans are giving them. We must figure out what to do to change it. I'm in favor of near-shoring much of what we do with China, meaning moving corporate operations, product, and services from China to other countries closer to America, Pruden said. Let some of our money go to Mexico, Africa, Indonesia, or other Asian countries. Let's help build other countries that are not trying to take over the world. It may take us 5 or 10 years to be successful, but that's the angle I support. Pruden clarifies that he is not advocating war with China, a scenario with unfathomable consequences for both countries and the world. Pruden points out that in the past, many people have hoped for democratic acceptance and good relationships with China. Yet, amid such hopes and aspirations, America and its allies, said Pruden, must be prepared to address China's rise and dangerous existential threat to democracy. He also believes that U.S. nuclear weapons are necessary to keep the peace. China Rising, The Case for Containment, is a fascinating book and makes strong cases of why and how America and its allies and friends must develop, strengthen, and maintain multi-domain defense structures to contain China's actions in the Indo-Pacific region. We should be focused on preventing war, said Pruden. But the only way you can do that is by making sure our nation has a strong military, and the policymakers over the military are people of peace who won't let other countries run over us. It's a careful balance. I like to say that I'm a hawk with a heart. You have to be tough, but also have a heart. For more information about purchase, see Ptolemy Pruden's new book, China Rising, The Case for Containment, his upcoming national book tour, viewing his Common Sense Defense podcast, or joining the Build Our Navy campaign, log on to www.commonsensedefensepodcast.com.